When the Ojibwe people migrated from the east coast of North America, they were told of a place where food grows on water. When they got to Madeline Island and Lake Superior's Apostle Islands, they found wild rice growing in the sloughs and settled there. Bad River Band Chairman Mike Wiggins says they consider Madeline Island a sacred place.
There's definitely a power, definitely a calling, a lot of thought that goes into the past and what our ancestors went through to call that place home.
Today, Madeline Island and its community of La Pointe is a place with 500 year-round residents and hundreds of people who spend summer in exclusive homes. La Pointe Town Chairman Greg Nelson knows there is concern by area Ojibwe bands, so they're creating a tribal relations committee.
This island is a very sacred place to the tribes. We realize that. It's just an effort to try to have communications that are a little more proactive than reactive.
About 12 homes on the island's north end have leased land from Bad River for decades. Wiggins says it's possible that lease won't be renewed when it's up in 2017.
With all those homes on that shoreline that is reservation up on the north end, there's generations upon generations of tribal members right now that have never known the possibilities of just interacting with that tribal land up there because of the houses that are there and some of the exclusivity that comes with those being leased out like that.
Wiggins says the Tribal Relations Committee could end years of being excluded from development and preservation decisions on their home island. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.